Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, we will have our class of marriage questions and answers. And inshallah, today we will have our class with the title, Let Us Have the Love Again in Our Relation with Our Husbands and Our Families. Inshallah, we will start with a funny story, and then we will learn about the abilities and responsibilities of both the husband and the wife. And inshallah, at the end, we will learn about the secret word for happiness in marriage. Inshallah, I will start now with a funny story. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which inshallah will clarify to us the importance of forgiveness and accommodation in marriage. A man and a wife were married for 50 years, during which they shared everything and talked about everything. They kept no secrets from each other, except that the old wife had a show of books in the top of her closet that she requested her husband to forget completely about it. He fulfilled his promise regarding that show books until one day she got very sick and the doctor said that she would not recover. So the wife asked her husband to bring the show books, and as she felt it is the time to let her husband to know about it. When he opened the books, he found two crochet dolls and an envelope where $25,000 are there. He asked her about the contents. When we were to be married, she said, my grandmother told me the secret of the happy marriage, which is to never argue, but to try to forgive and get your anger out through keeping quiet and crochet a doll. The man with tears in his eyes, only two precious dolls. This means you were angry with me two times only in all these 50 years. Honey, that explained the doll. But what about all the money in the envelope? Where did it come from? Oh, my dearest husband, those $20,000 were the money I got from selling the other crochet doll. It was 20 for every doll. So this means that this wife actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, she was having maybe 50. She was 50 times per year upset with her husband. Maybe once per week. Okay, she will crochet that doll, and she will get rid of her anger, and she will get the money. Okay, so actually, sisters, again and again, we must believe that marriage is part of the test of our worldly life, and we must be ready with acceptance and accommodation and forgiveness, so that inshallah we will keep our marriage as a happy one. Inshallah, today I will discuss in details about the abilities and responsibilities of both the husband and wife in Islam, so that inshallah everyone will be accepting his role in the family. Also, we will learn about the secret word of happiness. Let me start first with the abilities and responsibilities of both the husband and wife. Now we will read from the Quran. We will read from Surah Al-Nisa. Actually, Surah Al-Nisa means the chapter of the woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a chapter in the Quran called the chapter of the women. where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us about the rules related to the women and the wives and the daughters, and Allah clarified the mercy of the rules of the Quran in that chapter. We will read now from surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 34. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. Men are protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has made one of them to exceed the other and because they spend to support them from their means. This is the part of this verse of the Quran which is related to our topic. Actually, the divine code of living takes the human nature with consideration, as well as the natural abilities given to both man and woman to enable them to discharge the duties assigned to each of them. It maintains the justice in the distribution of duties, giving to each of them only the type of duties to which they are suited. Allah the Creator, the All-Knower, had given each of His creatures, the man and the woman, the abilities and the talents that befit the duties assigned to them. Allah has created human beings as males and females, following the dual rule, which is the center to the system of creation. Regarding the woman, Allah gives her the great tasks of childbearing, breastfeeding, and looking after the children. Accordingly, among the abilities which the woman has been given are tenderness, quick reaction, intensive response to the needs of the children, the ability to sacrifice her time and effort for her baby, whom she loves more than herself, a very emotional creation. This is part of Allah's work, which is always perfect. Regarding the man, he is assigned to the task of providing the essential needs and protection. So among the qualities a man is given are toughness, slow reaction and response, as well as proper thought and reflection before action. All these functions from the early days of being a hunter-gatherer to fighting for protection of his wife and children to earning his living in any way require all the above qualities, which are deeply rooted in man's construction. It is the absolute justice that Allah created both man and woman, each having physical, mental, and psychological abilities which enable each of them to fulfill his and her duties. Man's qualities, actually, let me explain this in, for you, inshallah, now in detail, according to this Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim schedule, so that it will be more clear to every one of us about the abilities and about the qualities of the man and the woman. Let us now, inshallah, in details, fight about the qualities and duties of man and woman in marriage. We will learn about the physical, psychological, and mental qualities of both of them. We'll start by the woman, and regarding her physical qualities, number one, tenderness. Tenderness means the ability to tolerate pain and difficulties of pregnancy and delivery. Actually, it is known, according to the scientific knowledge, that the women are having more tenderness than men. That is to say, they have the ability to tolerate the pain. Okay, for example, the pain of pregnancy and the pain of delivery. It is mentioned that the man can tolerate this pain. Okay, especially the pain of delivery. Okay, so women are having the tenderness. Okay, but regarding the man is having toughness. Allah created the man with the ability, with toughness. Toughness means the ability to work in and out, the ability to earn living and to protect the family. Toughness is the ability to tolerate the difficult situations. Okay, so
The toughness is related to, you know, the ability of the body, okay, to tolerate more. But tenderness, it is the ability of the spirit, okay, to tolerate more pain. Okay, so the woman is more stronger in regarding to her psychological tolerance to pain. Okay, but the man is more powerful in relation to the toughness and in the strength in his body. Regarding the psychological qualities of the women are created with quick reaction and quick response. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the woman to be very emotional, because this will help her to fulfill her duties in the best shape. Because the duties of the woman is mainly, according to Islam, childbearing, breastfeeding, looking after the children. If the woman is not having this quick reaction, quick response, she will not be all the night, actually spending all the night to wake up. When her baby will cry, she will run to the baby, she will give him the breastfeeding or the bottle feeding. The baby will sleep for 1 hour, then he will cry again. So her husband will tell her, leave him to cry, he will not die until the morning, I have work. She will tell him, never, never, I can't, I want to run to my baby. How she's running to the baby? Because of this ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, you know, she needs to take care of the baby, and taking care of the babies is not an easy job. Okay? Sometimes when your baby, the baby is sick, okay, and having fever, the mother will be all the night awake with the baby to give him the antibiotics to check his temperature. So all the time the mother needs to be very emotional, because this emotion will be the basic needs for her to take care of the of her children and to look after children and to sacrifice for them. She's sacrificing because of her quick reaction and quick response. Okay? Regarding the man, psychologically, the man is the opposite of the woman. He is having slow reaction, slow response. Again, we must believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each of them, man and woman, with abilities which will help them to fulfill their tasks. The man is responsible for the decisions for the family, according to Islam. Okay, decisions must be discussed between both of them. Each of them must have his and her point of view. But at the end, it will be the decision for the man. Okay? And to have a decision, you must be a person having slow reaction, slow response. So that you take time until you have the decision. Not to have the decision with the ability of quick reaction, quick response, then you feel sorry after half an hour of taking the decision. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah wants always, you know, the decisions to be correct for the family, Allah created the man with slow reaction, slow response. And you always notice this ability in the man when you have a problem. For example, when your child, when your child had failed in an exam, and you run to your husband as soon as he enters the house, and you are screaming and crying and shouting, our son failed, what can we do, this is a disaster, what can I do? He will tell you, I need to take my lunch. Okay, so you tell him, what is the problem? I want you to feel my feelings. Why you are not feeling my feelings? What is your decision? What we can do for this disaster? This is a very big problem. He will tell you, I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, very upset. You know, this is the routine for the husband. You know, they never respond, okay, very quickly, and they never have a quick reaction. And every wife is under the impression that this is only for my husband. No, this is not only your husband. This is how Allah created man, okay, to have the slow reaction and slow response, so that inshallah he will be able to have the correct decision. And actually so that both man and woman, they complete each other. One of the members of the family is having quick reaction, quick response. The other member of the family, to have the balance in the family, will be having slow reaction and slow response. Regarding the mental qualities, Regarding the woman is having intense response before the need of much deliberation. Action before reflection. You see, this is one of the natural abilities of the woman. Okay, sometimes you feel that I am having this ability, action before reflection. Maybe I am the only woman. No, you are not the only woman. All the women are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this ability. Again, this ability will be needed for her to take care of her babies and to look for her children. Action before reflection will make the mother always ready to take care, always ready to sacrifice, always ready to run to her children when they are in need of her. So actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the woman, you know, in a way that she is always ready, she is always looking, she will be always moving towards the needs of her children, okay, to look after them and to look after the family. Regarding the husband, regarding his mental qualities, the man is always having the ability of proper thought, reflection before action. Again and again, when you have a problem and you inform your husband about it, and you are so emotional, you are so upset, you are looking for a quick solution, your husband will tell you, give me time to think. I can't take a decision now. Which will make you very upset and you feel that he is ignoring you, or he wants to get rid of you, or he will never solve the solution. This is not the reality again, sisters. Allah created man with this ability, reflection before action. This is extremely important. All praise to Allah, the Creator, who knows the needs of the human being. Okay, if the man is responsible for the most important, you know, needs of the family, earning of the living, okay, protection of the family, he needs always to have the proper thoughts and the reflection before action. Earning the living is a very big task. It needs a lot of strategy. Okay, suppose nowadays when the economy is not in a good shape, and suppose that my husband, for example, he is laid off, for example. Okay, that husband, he cannot listen to my words, okay, go and work any work and get for us the earning, by any means. No, he cannot work any work, because he knows his nature. Maybe he will start a work, then he will fail very quickly, he can't. Okay, so he will tell you, give me time to think it over, then I will choose the work which is suitable for me. Okay, you will tell him, no, you don't want to work, I am sure. Okay, I know everything. Okay, and you want the action before reflection. Okay, the husbands are created with, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the reflection before action. Okay, this always helps them to have the proper thoughts. This helps them to have the right decision, to have the strategy for the family and also for the protection of the family. So if we try to evaluate the nature of the woman, it is the tenderness, quick reaction and quick response, action before reflection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the woman very emotional, okay, in order to be able to fulfill their duties, and which is childbearing, breastfeeding, looking after children and the family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the man with the toughness, slow reaction and slow response, the reflection before action, proper thoughts, so that he will be able to fulfill his Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, his duty, which is earning the living, protection of the family, and decision making. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I want to clarify to you now more about this reality. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is the absolute justice that Allah created both man and woman, each having physical, mental and psychological ability which enable each one of them to fulfill his duties. Man's qualities make him able and better equipped to take charge of the family. Similar, his duty to support his family as part of that general
distribution of the function make him more suited to overall authority. Okay? When you have two persons, some of them is having the slow reaction, slow response, proper thoughts, reflection before action. Don't you agree that this person is better to be in charge of the family and the authority and decision making than the woman whom should have the quick reaction, quick response, action before reflection, intense response, okay, before the need for much deliberation. Okay, so actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, make the man to be having the authority in the family because of his nature. Again and again, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the woman, the husband and the wife, the right to discuss all the problems. Okay, this is the right. Okay, when we have a problem or we want to make a decision, both the husband and the wife, they have to sit together and everyone has to clarify his point of view and the proof for that point of view. This is Islam. And then at the end, they must have one decision. Okay, if they agree for one decision, this is well and good. Okay, but if they don't agree for one decision, it will be the decision of the husband. Okay, why? I want to clarify these points in details so that every wife, in every Muslim wife, will be so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes this rule, okay, that the authority and the decision will be for the husband when they have different point of view. You know, sisters, the most difficult issue in life is to take a decision. Because when you take a decision, you must be responsible for, you know, the result of your decision. Okay? And if you are responsible for the result of your decision, you know, you will pay the price for your decision. Okay? So suppose, for example, in my situation, one day I decided that my husband, let us return back to Egypt, for example. Then my husband tell me, no, I feel that it is better to stay in America. Okay, then I tell him, no, I am already old and my daughters, you know, they are married, so now I feel that it is more better psychologically for me and for you, let us return back and live in our country. Then he will tell me, no, I feel that let us be in the same place in America, more closer to our daughters. If we try to reach them, we can reach them. If we move to our country back, it will be very difficult, you know, to communicate with them. Okay, I prefer and I feel that it is better to stay in America. According to Islam, you know, this is, I want to clarify to you, sisters, how Islam is so merciful and the most merciful religion with the woman. I will clarify to you now a lot of points regarding to this fact. Okay? Then, according to Islam, it will be the decision of my husband. Okay? So, we will stay in America. Okay? Now, when my husband has the decision to stay in America, okay, all the whatever will be, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you know, when you have a decision, there will be some situations, you know, according to that decision. Okay, now we are staying in America. Okay, it is up to him, okay, that we stayed in America. This is one situation. Okay, suppose I decided when we stay in America, he will be still having his work, we will be still earning the living, okay, and we'll be still in communication with our daughters more easily, in spite of the fact I was having different point of view. But suppose my husband tell me, okay, you want to push your point of view, which is against Islam, okay, let us move to our country back. Suppose we return to our country, to Egypt, then my husband can't find a job. Who will earn the living? Then my husband will be at home, and he will be blaming me day and night. This is your decision. This is your decision. Go and earn the living. Go and do so and so. Fighting day and night. Suppose one of my daughters is sick or ill or pregnant, I will not be able to reach her. At that point, I will blame myself day and night. I will tell to myself it was a wrong decision. Why he agreed for my decision? You see, I want you again and again to evaluate the issue of taking a decision okay, according to its serious. It is very serious to take a decision if you are a responsible human being, okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who knows that women are very reactionally, very emotion, they are following their emotions, Allah made the decision for the one who has low reactions, low response, and also the one who will pay the price for the decision. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to take any decision. Let him take the decisions and let him be responsible for his decisions. For me, the most important is that he has to fulfill his duties to earn the living and to protect the family. So again and again, let us use our minds, you know, let us always evaluate Islam as the religion of mercy, not to evaluate Islam as it is the religion against the woman. Even to have a decision, Islam prevented me from taking a decision. Islam makes the man to be higher authority above me. He is the master and I am the servant. He is the controller and I am the follower. No, sister, this is totally wrong concept in Islam, because we don't have the time and the wisdom to understand the rules of the Quran in relation to the relation between the husband and the wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, knows the limitations of the woman. Always try to remember when you take a wrong decision in your life. What happened to you at that time? If you remember that you were all the time upset, unhappy, very irritable, sad, blaming yourself, feeling guilty, and maybe this feeling is up till now with you. This is the woman. Okay, taking decisions is a very big burden for them, because they are very emotional. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, okay, made this difficult situation for the man. For the husband, you must take the decision and be responsible for it. Keeping in mind that still earning the living, protection of the family is your responsibility. All praise to Allah. What is more easy for the woman? To go outside and to work day and night, try to earn the living, and when she will come home, her husband will tell her, let us divide what you have. Try to share in the family, in the responsibilities of the house. Try to pay for the taxes, or pay for the renting, or pay for this and that. She will work all the morning outside the house. Then when she will come home, she will start to work as a wife. So she will be having double jobs. Okay, in the morning, she is working like her husband. But her husband, when he comes home, he will relax, and he will call her and tell her, I want to eat. Why the house is not clean? Yes? So she will start to work. After five, she will start to work as a wife. So she will be having double job. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, you know, He makes the difficult responsibility and the difficult job for the husband. Earn the living. This is your business. None of my business. I will always have mental peace. I will never, you know, think it over while I am going to bed. Okay, tomorrow maybe the company, you know, will lay me off. What can I do? How I will earn? How I will support? Who will pay the taxes? Who will bear the... I can't sleep. This is all of this burden, Allah put it on the husband. And for the wife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. You must evaluate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the most merciful, the Creator. He knows your limitations. You can't work these two jobs. And actually, because of these two jobs, most of the working women are having, you know, very difficulty in their marriage. And mostly they are divorced after some time, because it is very difficult for a human being, you know, to play the two games and to have the two jobs. Okay, so again and again, sisters, okay, always try to evaluate the Quran, the book of mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for the women, the chapter of the women. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the importance of the women, because the women are the mothers. They are the one whom they are actually taking care of the new generations. This is the most important for humanity. The most important for humanity is the new generation. Who is taking care of the new generation? Teaching them the manners, the values, the discipline. Humanity is based on the values, manners, discipline of the new generation, which is the duty and responsibility of the woman and of the mother. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allah created you to be suitable for this responsibility, which is the most important, the greatest responsibility. But in order to fulfill this responsibility, you need someone to earn the living and to protect the family. Yes, I will give you the report.
What if there's too much responsibility on the husband and he needs the wife to work and help him to pay the bills? And
Actually, I tell you, Daniel, because he is not earning much,
His job needs a little extra help, you know, to pay the bills.
Actually, if he needs extra help, if it is his best to work, to find a job, okay, and his job will not be equal, you know, to what they need, okay, and his wife can help, there is no problem, okay, because he tried his best. This is the most important. He is not asking her to work so that, you know, he will relax and she will be the one to have that responsibility. This is number one. Or he will work, you know, a job which is not so, difficult for him. Stressful for him, you know. So let her share with me the responsibility. Why she's sitting at home drinking coffee and tea all the morning? Okay, let her work. Okay, this is not accepted in Islam. But in Islam it is accepted. If you know that your husband is a good husband, having the values of Islam, trying his best to work, you know, to support the family, but instead of this, still you are in need, okay, so it will be your responsibility to help him. Okay, because you want the family to be a successful family, and again, it is the intention. He has good intention towards you and towards his family. You must have the same intention towards him, and we help each other. Okay, this is, alhamdulillah, very good situation. Okay, to help each other, to love each other, to support each other. Okay, but the problem is that, number one, some of the women are very upset when they know that the responsibility is childbearing and, you know, breastfeeding and taking care of the children. They are very upset. You know, no, I want to work, I want to earn, I want to have my own money. Okay? You know, again and again, if the family is a company, okay, we must feel that you must feel that you and your husband are one person. Having the mentality that this is my salary, this is your salary, how much you pay put from your salary, you know, how much you share from your salary in the house, how much I share, why you are not, you know, sharing according to, you know, the amount of your salary. This, you know, kind of relation, this means that, you know, this is not a marriage company, okay? This is a financial company. Okay, you are marrying someone to support you, you know, financially. Marriage is not to support financially. Marriage is the most important institution in the Muslim community because it is the place of the love, the legal, for legal love, affection, mercy, you know, and, you know, all the relations between the husband and wife, which Allah made them, they are in need of, and also to have the kids, which and the children, which are, inshallah, the new generation for Islam. All of this is based on the family. Okay, so the family must be based on love, affection, and mercy. Okay, with these rules, we can help each other. We can work together. We can support each other. Because the basic rule is clear. Love, affection, and mercy. Okay, so again and again, if your husband can earn, okay, the living, all praise to Allah. Okay, you must fulfill your duties regarding your children. If your husband earning is not enough for the family and you can work and help and you are willing to do this for the sake of affection, mercy and love and the children, okay, and the love of your husband, go ahead and work so long as inshallah you know your duties. Now I will read this question which is related to the topic, what if your husband does not want to make the decision. Many want mom and...
Well, mother during the day and a girlfriend at night, but the problem is then they feel controlled if you make the decision.
Oh, okay.
But what if they won't make the decision?
Yes.
I don't want to make it, you make it.
No, I tell you one thing. You know, Nora, again and again, this is very serious. Actually, it is good to discuss the problems, our family problems, because there are a lot of problems, but our problem as Muslims is that we don't face our problems. You know, we prefer to hide our problems so that no one will know my problem, so that all the people will talk about me, so that I will not be respectable in the community. Respectable of what is the meaning of respectable in the community? I must be respectable in regards to myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care for the community. The community will provide me with the living. The community will give me a house and a car. The community will make my reputation the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider and the sustainer. I must have the right relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your husband doesn't want to make the decision, you must tell him that this is your responsibility. According to Islam, the husband has to share the wife, okay, to discuss the problems and to have a decision for every matter in their life. But if they have different points of view, according to Islam, the authority has to be for the husband, so that he will be responsible for the decisions. Okay? The husband who doesn't want to take a decision, he wants to escape responsibility. Okay? He wants the wife to be always responsible for any decision. If it is good, well and good. If it is bad, let her pay the price. I didn't take a decision. This is a negative attitude, you know, in marriage. Okay? And actually, I tell you one thing, you must insist in a very good way, and polite way, and kind way, okay, to convince your husband, okay, that you are responsible. When we have different points of view, you must be responsible for the decision, and he must share the decision with you. Okay, you cannot have, for example, suppose you want to have a vacation, for example, for 2 weeks, and you have this amount of money, and you are not sure it is better to go for vacation or it is better to keep that money, okay, for the next year, for example. Then you tell to your husband, let us discuss what will be our plan. He will tell you, do whatever you like. No, this is wrong. This means that we are not one person. This means that you are not getting my feelings and I am not getting your feelings. Okay? This means that we are not one company. This money is the money of both of us. If we lose it, both of us will be unhappy. Okay? And if we use it in a good way, both of us will be happy. We need this word, both of us. This sentence must be always in marriage. Not each one of us. This is wrong. You know, again and again, Nora, unfortunately, most of the Muslims are after the materialistic issues in marriage, okay, and the authority. If you tell to any wife, my husband is giving me the authority, she will tell you, excellent. Take the authority. Make the decision. Be the powerful side partner. This is excellent. He will be always after you. He will never have a personality. He will never be able to take a decision. This is excellent. You are the controller of the marriage company. This is totally wrong. Spiritually wrong, according to the Islam, is wrong. For the future is wrong. Okay? And again, we Muslims, we must base all our rules and values according to the rules of the Creator, the All-Knower, the Owner, the controller, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I believe that everything is up to Allah, when I will follow the rules of Allah, Allah will protect me and will take care of me. So when my husband will tell me, do whatever you like, I tell him, no, my husband, my dearest, the best husband in life, this is wrong according to Islam. I will not take any decision alone. Never to take a decision. Don't let him escape the responsibility.
all his life he will for never agree to take a responsibility. Because as I clarified to you now, sister, taking a decision is a very big responsibility. Out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made this difficult issue for the husband. Because he is having the toughness, Allah created him with toughness. Slow reaction, slow response, proper thought, reflection before action, so that he will take the decision. Why he wants to escape taking decision? Because he wants to not to escape headache of the decision. Responsibilities after the decision. No, this is wrong. Okay, you don't want to play your role as a husband. Okay? And out of ignorance, again and again, the wife is always very happy and very proud. I am the one. I can control. When I tell him do so and so, he will do it immediately. Because he is very intelligent. And you are so ignorant. He wants to put all the burden on you. Okay? So
how can they feel protected? I mean, how is he protecting her if she's making all the decisions?
He is not protecting anything. He's out of the equation. No, I tell you one thing. He is protecting himself. He doesn't want to have heart attack. He doesn't want to have headache. He doesn't want to have high blood pressure. He is out of the problem. Let her take the decision, let her have the responsibility, let her be responsible, let her pay the price. None of my business. Okay? This is not a marriage. This is each one of us is taking care of his or himself. We must be both of us. We are two, and we must be two decisions, then we will make it one decision. Two persons, one person. Okay, how? By using the statement, both of us in everything. And again I tell you, Noura, when once you insist on the correct rules of the Quran, and your husband will be sure that you are insisting for this, he will pressurize himself, you know, to take a decision. Once, he will tell to himself, you know, she looks at that, she's insisting. And she will make a big problem. Let me take a decision. Let me share with her. Let me talk. Let me be involved. Gradually, you know, you will help him to play his role. This is his role. He must be part of the game. It is not easy to be responsible for decisions and what will be according to the decisions, and always to be, you know, thinking all the time, having the plan. If plan one is not working, I must be ready with plan two. This is his problem. This is his job. This is his duty. Okay? Don't make him to escape his duties. Then after 5 or 10 years, you will complain, my husband is not involved in anything. And I want to tell you, by time, he will lose interest in all this company. And he will try to look for someone, this when he will be more older, okay, and maybe he will be better financially, okay, he will look for someone whom he will take the decisions for her. He will play the true role as a husband. He will be a real husband later on. But now, no. Why? Because you helped him. And again, when you are following the rules of the Quran, don't be nervous, don't be upset, don't be shouting, don't have a high voice. No. Forget about action before reflection. Try to calm yourself. And again, you know, these are the basic rules of your life. This is very important. This is very essential. He must participate. Fighting will not push him to participate. He will be very happy to escape. Whenever you will tell him, participate with me, he will tell you, you are very nervous, you are always shouting, you don't tolerate, I will not. So long you know these excuses, okay, you must be calm and kind and ready. I will never lose my temper, but I must help him. This is helping him to take his role in the family. Then, you know, he will be always thinking of the family. The family will be in his mind. Because he already took the decision. And the decision, you know, will be followed with some result. And it will be his responsibility. But to take him out and to be the one responsible, he will never think of the family. All the time he will think of himself. This is how most of the husbands are very selfish nowadays.
You know, this is one of the problems of the time which we are living. And as I clarified that in my regular classes, you know, now about the spiritual clinic, most of the questions and most of the problems and most of the complaint, my husband is very selfish. My husband is not interested. My husband is separated psychologically. My husband is not around. He doesn't like to be part of anything. Okay, the house is a hotel for him. Even to lose the hotel, no problem. Why? Because we don't start our family on the rules of Islam. I have, from day one, even before marriage, to tell you the truth, before marriage you have to tell him, my husband, these are the rules of Islam. You have duties, I have duties. Are you ready to fulfill your duties or not? And again, I want to tell you one thing. When you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the light to know the truth. Because there are many people whom they say words and they have other intention in their hearts. Okay, he may tell you, yes, of course, I will do all my duties. What do you think? I'm a man. I'm responsible. Yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality of his words. When you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and close to the Quran, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the light to know the truth. You will realize these are words, true words, or they are just words, you know, to complete the marriage, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intention. So again and again, you know, let us have a marriage as a serious event in our life. It is not the problem to marry. It is the problem to have the marriage according to Islam, to have a successful marriage. Marriage is either the most happy event in your life or the biggest disaster in your life. You must know this. People are evaluating their happiness according to their marriage status. When you ask someone, are you happy? She will tell you, my marriage is not successful. You see? So this means that she is not happy. Because happiness in marriage or happiness in Islam for the woman is through her relation with her husband. If the relation with the husband is not successful or is not, you know, the right one, in spite of the fact she actually... I have a friend, actually I will mention her story so that you know, sisters, again and again, we must evaluate marriage as the most serious event in our life. Okay, from the beginning, okay, to choose the right one with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then through the marriage, okay, not to break it very easily, or not to forget about its rules, just to live and that's it. No, this is wrong. Okay, this is my friend. She was actually a pediatrician, and actually she was younger than me. And it is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that she married, you know, one of our professors who already divorced his wife before her marriage. Okay, he divorced his wife, and he has three daughters. Okay, then he proposed to my friend. She was at that time maybe 30 years old. Everyone advised her not to marry him. Okay, why? Because number one, his wife was an excellent wife. Okay, so the cause of divorce looked to be related to him. Okay, from outside, Allah knows the reality. Okay, and the daughters were very close to the mother. They don't want to stay with him at all. These are indications that that person is having a problem. Okay? But it is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that she married him. And you can't imagine the biggest disaster in life. You know, she was 30. He was around 46. You know, she was trying her best to succeed because everyone was against her. So she wanted to prove that my decision is the right one. So she became immediately pregnant. So she had the first son. At that time, you know, he started to tell her, I don't want to take any decisions. Get me away. Okay, you take all the decisions. So she told him, no, we must share together. He told her, no, I never have any decision with my lovely ex-wife. all the time. She told me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. In every statement, he will mention his lovely, perfect ex-wife. So why you divorced the lovely, perfect ex-wife? She told me, I hate myself because I married that man. He never tell me nice words. He never tell me that I am trying my best. He is all the time after his perfect, excellent ex-wife, whom she, you know, promised that she will never return to him. You see? Then what happened? Let me continue to you so that you see, we know, we learn in life that number one, try to choose correctly. Number two, be ready in life, you know, when you don't build your marriage or insist to rebuild your marriage. Suppose I don't know the rules of Islam. Okay? When I learn the rules of Islam, I must try slowly, step by step, to move the direction of my marriage to the Islamic marriage. In Islamic marriage, the woman is having the best situation. He is responsible for earning, he is responsible for protection, he is responsible for decision making. Gradually, this has to be, you know, the plan for the wife. I must be busy with this. I must be busy by rebuilding my marriage according to the rules of Islam. Not to be busy by how to fight with him, how to push him, how to revenge from him. Okay, you are destroying yourself. Because again and again, sister, women are very emotional. When you are not happy with your husband will go to work and he will work in the best shape. And if you are staying at home, you will be crying, very upset, very sad. If you are going to work, you will never be able to do your work in the best shape because this is how Allah creates the woman. Very emotional. I can't forget the problem. I must take revenge. I must follow. Why this is going? But for the husband, the one with slow reaction, slow response, he will forget the problem completely. Yes, he will be drinking coffee and tea at work and laughing and everything is all right. You see, yes, these realities must be clear in our mind. Then I continue for you the story of my friend. So again, she was always calling me. She told me, Mona, I got another baby. I told her, why? She told me, because I want to prove that my decision was correct. Okay. After maybe 6 months or 1 year, she called me and she told me, Mona, you know what I did with my husband? I told her what? She told me, I caused for him a very big problem which you never imagine. You see how she moved from one side to the opposite side. I took full revenge from him. I told her, why? What happened? She told me once I checked his cell phone and there was a recorded message with another woman telling her, you know, I am not taking any responsibility. I am putting all the burdens on her. I am planning to meet you in the hotel and we will be spending this nice time. You know, this kind of issues. She told me, when I find this message, I said, this is your end. You know what she did? She knows the exact time when he will meet that woman. She called the police. And she sent the police to the room. And she is living in an Islamic country where, you know, this kind of issues, this is zina. You know, and he was caught and he was actually, they put him in jail and then he was sent back to his country and everybody knows that he was having the zina. Then, you know, I didn't tell her anything because actually I'm against all her decisions. Okay? After some time, after, you know, 6 months or 1 year, I told her, are you happy with what you did? Did your sons will forget for you that you caused that trouble and bad reputation for their father? They will never forget it for you. You were so emotional and action before reflection. You want to take revenge from him, but you didn't remember your career, you didn't remember your future, you didn't remember your kids, and you didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sisters, again and again in Islam, we must cover the mistakes of other Muslims.
even if we are very upset, even we are so emotional. But in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever covers the sin of other Muslim in this world, Allah will cover him in the hereafter. So again and again, you know, sisters, we don't want to mix, you know, the papers. Okay, I want to take a decision to marry that man, I will marry him. It is wrong decision, but I will marry him. Okay, then I will get children from him. Why you are becoming pregnant with a man whom you are not sure that he is, you know, the one, you know, whom you can continue your life with? No, but most of the wives, they will become pregnant once and twice. While she is so upset, she is so unhappy, she is not convinced to continue the marriage, but getting children. As if children are a game in marriage. Children are responsibilities here and there. I am always mentioning now in my classes that we are actually helping our kids to become our enemies. We are taking care of our enemies at home. We are helping them to grow more stronger, more selfish, more separated from us. Then when our kids are 12 and above, only Allah knows what trouble they will cause in our life. Because we are not planning for anything according to Islam. Okay, this is regarding the kids. Then regarding her reputation in the work, you know, in the hospital where she was working, they asked her to resign. They told her, your story, you know, was all around, and there are many different points of view about what you did with your husband, you know, and your colleagues are not happy with your decisions, okay, and it is better to start your life in another place. You see? And again, what benefit she gains from all this? She lost her life. From A to Z, she lost her life. Then again, just to tell you about how sometimes we are having wrong decisions, then why she decided to marry. When she married this time, she was around 40. She married a man 62 years old. Everyone was against her marriage this time also. You see, this is how I am telling you, we are not learning from our mistakes. She called me after, you know, she's always in contact with me. She's living in one of the Gulf countries. She told me, Mona, I will marry a man 62. I told her, what? 62, he's about to die. Yes, you will be his nurse. You know, and she was still beautiful. You know, she is a beautiful woman. I told her she will be jealous and he will be always after you, and now your two sons are 11 and 12, they were 10 and 11, they will be not in a good mood with him. Why? No, Mona, this is the correct decision. Up to this point, I told her, okay, please don't ask me your points of view about your marriage anymore. Since then, I am not talking to her about her marriage situation at all. You know why? Because again and again, your question is about a husband who is refusing to share the responsibilities. No, my husband, I will not accept it. Again and again, the more I am teaching Islam and learning Islam, the more I believe that. Let us rebuild our life according to the rules of Islam. Maybe we don't have any of the rules of Islam in our life, no problem. But don't continue the same way. Stop, ask forgiveness from Allah and the help from Allah, and restart your life according to the rules of Islam. Because when you start your life again according to the rules of Islam, there is a possibility of success. But to keep the life away from the rules of Islam, be sure that there is no possibility of success, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the success to be according to His rules. So long we are not following His rules, there will be no success. Your husband, inshallah, with your kindness and nice words, he must share in taking the decisions, okay? And he must feel that you are insisting for this. With the best mood, with the best words, with the best attitude, my husband, this is from Allah, I am following the rules of Allah, let us sit. Let us discuss, share the responsibility, share the decision. Clear? Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again and again, subhanallah, you see, let us look around and realize that the more the people are not obeying the rules of the Creator regarding their family relations, the more the confusion, instability, sadness, and dissatisfaction and corruption, which is widely spread, okay? And actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there is another problem which is related to the decision, okay? When the father does not play his role, okay? Either because of the weak personality which allows the mother to overshadow or control him, or because of his early death, or in one parent families, or this situation in turn can lead to behavior deviation and loss of all the values. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the family to be a husband and the wife. Always, sister, be sure that this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when it will be issue, is not the solution of the problem of marriage. Unfortunately, you know, what I notice in America is that the most easy way for the troubles of marriage, okay, let us get rid of the husband and let me be a single mother. I can work, I can earn, I can take care of the children. Life will be more better without him. This is not the solution, my dear sisters. I am an old woman and I lived in many places and I worked in many hospitals, and alhamdulillah, I lived with the Quran around 20 years, day and night, again and again. My dear sister, you are a human being. You are in need of love, affection, mercy, psychological support, someone to protect you. Your spirit is in need of this. Okay? You cannot take or prevent your spirit from all its needs. Then, my spirit, you must be normal and balanced. Never try to evaluate the single mother cases. Okay? May Allah help them. May Allah support them, okay? But they are never stable, they are never happy, they are never convinced, they are always worried. Because she is the one responsible for everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the family so that the husband will be responsible for the difficult duties, okay? So I am not supposed to choose the easy solution. What is the easy solution? My husband is giving me headache, trouble, so and so, okay? Get rid of him. Action before reflection. Wrong decision. Why? Because, sisters, there are abilities in the husband and abilities in the wife. With your own abilities, as a single mother, you cannot be able to have a stable, normal, balanced spirit. Accordingly, your kids will not, never, they will never be balanced and good children. Okay, you must know these sisters. Okay? And again, you must know that life is a test. And for the woman, she will be, inshallah, in the paradise if she will be patient with her husband. If she tolerates with her husband. A group of women, they went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said to him, the men are having all the reward in Islam. When they come to the masjid, they will have 25 reward, the reward when they pray at home. They can come to Jum'ah prayer and they are, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, rewarded. There is a lot of options for the reward for the men. What about the husband? What about the wife? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, جهاد المرأة في بيتها. The struggle, all that struggle which the husbands are exposed to is equal to your struggle at home with only one person. So I must evaluate this correctly. So this means that I will be exposed to a lot of struggle with my husband. No problem. All praise to Allah. Allah the Creator knows that this can fit the wife more than to have the struggle outside her house. Okay? So I must have a plan for my marriage. This is the importance of the marriage classes. I must have a plan according to the Creator, who creates me with some abilities. Okay? Creates him with some abilities.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us about the problems of the marriage. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us the secret word, which I will mention it to you now, about Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, about the successful marriage. But sisters, again and again, then there is a very important fact related to the nature of the woman creation, which every woman must be aware of, and she must inform it to her husband, so that when they live together, he will be aware of her nature, and also she is aware of her nature. To know about this nature, we will read from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 19, okay? So that, inshallah, sisters, we can actually use the medicines of the Quran for the healing of our marriage problems. Now we will read from Surah number 4, verse number 19. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. عاشروهن بالمعروف, and live with them at the footing of kindness and equality. This is a command to the husbands, okay, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to live with the wives on the footing of kindness and equality. And live with them at the footing of kindness and equality. The ma'roof is kindness and equality. Okay, let us realize in depth the meaning of this verse from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Treat women kindly, for woman was created from a rib. The part of it that is most bent is the top. If you try to straighten it, you will break it. And if you leave it, it will remain bent. So treat women kindly."
This is just
after the last class when you were talking about the bent rib, and you said, "Tell your husband, but I'm only a bent rib." One night he was trying to get me to debate with him or to argue with him, and I kept saying, "No, husband, I'm just a bent rib. I know nothing." And we ended up finally just laughing. It worked well. Just, you know, I don't know. Yes. Sincerely, not sarcastically,
this is the reality. And you know, when you mention it to your husband in a nice way, you know, he will calm down, because you are admitting your weakness. You know, here, this is the mercy of Islam, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining the reason for the husbands to have kindness and affection to their wives. It is because of the bent, which is part of their nature. This is the reality of the woman nature. She is like a bent rib, you know, like this, a bent rib. If you try to make it straight, it will be broken. And if you leave it, still have a bent. You know, and actually this is the emotions inside the wife, okay? The woman is very emotional. If you are tough with her, you break it. And if you leave her, she's still emotional. Okay, so you must be aware of her nature, okay? Daniel, this is very important to know that you are like a bend, okay, having a curve. You are like a curved piece of bone. Okay, if you try to make it straight, a piece of bone, you know, which is, you know, hard. Okay, the rib is, you know, hard. So if you have, for example, a piece of bone which has a curve, okay, and you try to make it straight, okay, it will be broken. Okay, and if you try to, if you leave it, okay, it is still having this curve. It is not a straight one. This is the creation of the woman. Okay, the husband must be aware that she has a curve. Okay, this curve means that, you know, she is very emotional. Okay, she can have decisions very quickly. She can be upset very quickly. She can be unhappy very quickly. Everything very quickly. This is, you know, a very big curve in her personality. So when the husband is very tough, okay, and he will tell her, stop, you have to change, you know, toughness, break the feelings of the woman. Okay, and if she is broken, you know, she will never be a good wife. Okay, but if he will leave her with her curve, okay, he must be aware that still she is very emotional. Okay, and because of this nature, okay, Allah said in the Quran, treat and live with them with the footing of kindness. Okay, because, you know, they have this a bent and this curve in their nature. Okay? And also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many times he actually commanded and advised the husbands to be kind with their wives. Okay? But I tell you, sister, suppose your husband is not kind. Okay? And all praise to Allah, I have the knowledge of Islam. Okay? And all praise to Allah, I believe that marriage is the most important company and event in my life, and marriage, inshallah, is my way to love, affection, and mercy in this life and to paradise. I will be the one to joke with my husband, to tell him, my husband, I want to tell you something about my nature. I want to admit my weakness. I am like a curved, you know, piece of bone. If you try to be tough with me, you will break me. Okay, and you will lose me forever. And if you just forget about my curve, be aware. Laughing. Okay, you know, because sisters, we are not two enemies. We are not living a competition. This is how now marriage, you know, is all about competition. Who will push his point of view? Who will be the one to have the higher bank account? Who will be the one, you know, to have the better education or the more prestigious job? And there is no room for jealousy between the husband and wife. You know, this is totally wrong attitude. I will clarify this by time, but now just I want you as a woman to be aware of your nature. If I am aware of my nature, that I have a bend, I have a curve, okay? I must be always tell to myself, Mona, try to control your emotions. Because this is a weak point. This can disturb all your life. You are not a straight one. You are a curved spirit. Okay? So always try to control yourself. And again, you know, give a room to your husband. Okay? If he is sometimes upset with you, I am talking to myself, Mona, maybe because of your curved nature. Maybe sometimes you are so nervous. Maybe sometimes you are pushing your point of view too strongly because of your bent nature. Okay? So when you start to have this conversation with yourself, you will calm down and you will find excuses for your husband. Then you will have again the good feelings towards him. Marriage is not to live with someone whom I don't like, I hate, I am not happy with him, I don't have any option except that man. It is my days of life which I am losing because of my kids or financial need. No, sisters, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not the goal of marriage. The goal of marriage is to struggle and to try your best, okay, to reach, you know, the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the weather of love or the feeling of love, affection and mercy. Okay? It is difficult. It is not easy. It is so difficult. Sometimes you feel it is impossible. Yes, I agree with you, but this is the price of the paradise. You want to be in the paradise if you are a true believer. Again and again, you know, sisters, it is the rules of the true believer. If I want to obey Allah, if I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with me, my life is an act of worship, my marriage is an act of worship, all praise to Allah, I am leaving my marriage for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because marriage is the base for the family, and there will be no Muslim community if there is no successful Muslim family. So we must have successful marriage as Muslim. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? It is the duty again and again of the woman. I am always with this concept. It is the duty of the woman to have her marriage successful. Why? Because I am in need of the love, affection and mercy from only one person. Allah allowed me to have all my needs legally from one person. And I am in need of these needs. So, inshallah, I will try to keep it. Number two, my marriage is an act of worship. Number three, I want to be in the paradise. Number four, I want to sleep every night feeling that, oh Allah, I am trying my duties and responsibilities in the best shape. Then one sister will tell me, Sister Mona, why the wife has to be the one always, you know, to make the marriage successful and to forgive and to forget and to live it as an act of worship? When you want to prove to yourself that you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be the one, inshallah, to try and to struggle and to sacrifice, not for the sake of your husband,
not for the sake of any your kids, you are sacrificing for the sake of yourself. Because you will be the one obeying the commands of Allah, living marriage as an act of worship, you will be the one, inshaAllah, having good deeds all the time. Every minute you are living your marriage as an act of worship, every minute you are rewarded. All praise to Allah. This is actually the reality of only the true believers. Okay, number three, the paradise. Why you are putting head cover? Why you are praying? Why you are fasting up to 8 o'clock, inshallah, after 10 days? Okay, why you are giving charity while sometimes you are in need of money? Because we want to be obeying Allah, and inshallah we want to be in the paradise. There is a very direct way and simple way to paradise. One human being. Excellent. Excellent. All praise to Allah. Life is a test. Okay? Life is not fun. One human being in my life, Allah made it for the woman to be her way to paradise. All praise to Allah. Inshallah, with the help of Allah, with the support of Allah, with my belief. Okay? I will live marriage as an act of worship. I will do all the means. Okay? Then it is all with that. Your friends will tell you he doesn't deserve all of this. Your husband is not caring. Your husband is doing this so and so. He is using the cell phone. Maybe he has an affair. Why? Why you have to waste your life for that man who is never thankful, never, never, never? You will tell her, my dearest friend, basically you don't know the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sister, this is again and again the importance of the belief and the mercy of the belief. The mercy of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it will be the stimulus for me all the time to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to live my life as an act of worship. And I am so convinced that this is the right way of life, in spite of the fact 99 of the people are not accepting my way of life, none of my business. My belief is giving me the full support that I am the only winner, and the 99% of the people whom they are not following this way are the true losers. They like it, they don't like it. One day they will be knowing the truth. Why? Because this is the mercy of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am living my marriage as a servant, obeying, accommodating, sacrificing, tolerating for the sake of myself. All praise to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created life in a way that your heart will never feel calmness, tranquility, security, except when you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made the happiness and the peace and the tranquility, all the good feelings, only when you obey Him. Okay? No, Sister Mona, there are many people, sisters, they are so happy and they are never obeying Allah. Okay, I will reply, okay, my dearest sisters, the only one who knows the happiness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can say that this sister is happy, this sister is not happy. Even if that sister, number one, she had the biggest house in River Oaks, and she has 10 Mercedes cars, and she has all the jewelry, and she has a very good husband from outside, and she has the best kids in life. Nobody can say she is happy or not. Because the truth is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a lot of beautiful pictures from outside. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality. If that sister, with all this good condition, she is obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she will be, inshallah, having the real happiness out of obedience to Allah. Not out of the worldly material issues. Because Allah is the just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never make the happiness in the materialistic issues. Because there are some people whom they don't have anything, and there are other people whom they have everything. This means that if happiness is up to materialistic issue, this means that the poor people have no way to happiness in life. Wrong concept. It is always that the poor people whom they are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them to have time to
to understand why I am poor and why this one is rich, why life is going on in this direction. When you have time, and then you realize the truth that the only owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever going on in this life, because it is a test, those poor people will always try to have the right connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this will support them to follow the right path in life. Because the right path is always very difficult for the poor. And it is very easy for the rich. And in spite of that, mostly the poor are the one following the right path, and the rich are the one whom they are far away from the right path. Why? Because still the people are under the impression that it is up to the materialistic, worldly issues, I can have the happiness. And never. The controller, the owner, the creator, the one who has his rules to control the life, made the happiness and the tranquility and the peace and to be content with all Allah's decree when you obey Him. That's it. This is the rule. Okay? So, again and again, sisters, if you want to have the real happiness in life, okay, it is only through your relation with the owner, controller, the one whom he will meet you one day, and you will have your book with you. And he will be the one to tell you eternal happiness or eternal punishment. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of his power and will, he makes the happiness up to the connection with him only. All praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah. The more you know about the Quran, the more you know about the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you are free from the people. I don't have the people at all in my strategy. I am obeying my husband for the sake of the one. I am trying to love him in spite of the fact of all his deeds. I want to keep love in my heart because I love Allah. I want to keep loving Allah. I want to be still a positive person. I want to help everyone. I want to support everyone. I want to do my trust. If I replace the love with the hate, envy, and revenge, I will never be able to be a happy person. Do you think that someone whom she hates her husband, she wants to revenge from him, she is always sad with him, she can be praying, she can pray and connect with Allah? Never. Her heart is full of negative feelings. To connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must have the hope, the trust, the love. Tomorrow's better, everything is alright, Allah is taking care of everything, I am not alone, the only power is with me, the only will is with me, nothing can be against me. This is how. So, if I am living my life, alhamdulillah, with a believing husband, all praise to Allah. But if I am living my life with a husband whom he is not clear about the belief, whom he is not living marriage as an act of worship, whom he doesn't want to have any responsibility, whom he is very selfish, whom he wants to have an affair, whom whatever, none of my business. He was never in the equation. When I learn my religion, if I don't learn, I, alhamdulillah, renew my intention. My marriage is an act of worship for my sake. For my sake, not for his sake. Again and again, sister, this has to be clear for you. You are rewarded in this life. You have the most important spiritual peace. Okay? When you come and tell me, Sister Mona, your husband is so and so and so and so, why you are trying to fulfill your trust to him in the best shape? While he is totally, for example, ignoring you, not interested, and so and so, I tell you, my dearest friend, I am doing all of this for my sake. Yes, all praise to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me to know the truth. I am living my life as an act of worship to Allah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering me all the time with His mercy. I am living in the mercy of Allah. I never remember that my husband is ignoring me. It is not clear that he is not interested. All these feelings, out of mercy of Allah, Allah put it in the margin of my spirit. My spirit is living with the one who is giving me all praise to Allah. The most important, the belief in Him. Okay, to live my life as an act of worship to him. Sister, when these two facts are clear in your spirit, you can't imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower you with his mercy, tranquility, peace and power. And everyone will be so surprised. How come she's balanced and she's doing her work and she's functioning in the best shape, fulfilling her trust, never angry or crying or upset or weak because of her husband's situation? And again, sister, you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know that you are obeying him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will be not more than handful of dust. And the first one is my husband. And the second is my daughter Yos. If she is happy, well and good. If she is not happy, no problem. Correct? Okay, now. Again and again, when you believe that this life is owned, created, run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must know that the only way to live this life in the best shape is to the rules of the one who owns, creates and knows everything. This is, you know, the rules of the Quran. We must live our life according to equations. Okay, when you tell me, Mona, how you live your life, I tell you, I live my life as a way of life, Islam, as a way of life, I have the equations from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1, 2, 3, 4. It is, I have my time to accept it, to believe it, okay, then to follow it. That's it. This is my life. This life is up to Allah. If I am obeying him, he will be the one to shower me with the spiritual peace and all what I need in this life. And he will help me to, inshallah, to live the hardship. There will be hardship in my life. You can't say, I will obey Allah, oh Allah, don't make hardship in my life. No. The laws of Allah will never change. You are a believer or not believer, life is a test full of hardship. For the believers and for the disbelievers. For the real Muslims or for the Muslims by name. Rules of Allah will never change according to the situation of the human being. But the human being can be the one to accommodate to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain rules. Oh Allah, I will obey your rules and your promise. That أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. With the remembrance of Allah, you can find tranquility and peace. What is the remembrance of Allah? Following the rules of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? But sister Mona, it is not easy. Yes, it is not easy. Nobody is telling that if my husband is not interested, is not participating, no decision making, maybe he has an affair, whatever. It is not easy to still live marriage as an act of worship. It is not easy. But it is not also easy to be divorced and not to find someone to earn the living for you. It is not easy to be divorced, then your kids will not obey you and they will all the time tell you, where is our father, we want our father, why you are divorced. It is not easy when you don't find a job and you can't earn the living. It is not easy when you return back to live with your family, then your father and mother will blame you every day that you were divorced. What is easy in our life? Our life is a hardship, is a test. So I must choose the way which will make me obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to Prophet Muhammad, he said, the struggle of the wife is in her house. Okay, no problem. If this is the rule, I will be ready. I will be ready with the mercy of Allah, with the trust in Allah, with the hope in Allah, with my prayers, with my supplication. In every prayer, in my sujood, my prostration, oh Allah, today my husband said to me, so and so and so, I am very upset, oh Allah, I want my mood to be better again, I want him to be polite with me again, oh Allah, give him a problem so that he will realize my importance in his life, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. The minute you send this message to Allah, the minute Allah, and you prove to Allah that, oh Allah, I only complain to you. I never complained to my parents. I never complained to my husband. I didn't tell him anything. I never complained to anyone. I complained to you because I believe that all affairs are only up to you because you are the only will and the only power. Now, Allah, I am looking for your help, for your trust, for your mercy, for everything. The minute you get rid of this feeling and you send this message to Allah, sisters, be sure Allah, out of His mercy, will replace it with trust, hope, high mood. Okay? And when you will finish the prayer, you will start to feel that there is hope. Situation is not so bad. Now I can make a cup of tea and I can spend a very nice time. Allah will take care of everything. Okay? And you will be out of the mood of the anger. Then, sister, always wait and see how Allah will interfere. Always keep the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there working. Allah will never leave you alone. Allah is testing everyone. But the believer is always living with the mercy of Allah. I want every one of you to be sure that so long you are obeying Allah, so long you have all your problems and your complaint to the only one, to the only power, to the only will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be sure, sisters, inshallah, Allah will preparing for you an outlet from your problem. But be patient. Have the reward of patience. Have the reward of being close to Allah at the time of hardship. This is very good for the spirit. Because at the time of prosperity, adversity, at the time of adversity, we are always not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always forget Allah at the time of adversity. So it is only at the time of prosperity and hardship when your spirit will be looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have some time. Have some time to build the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of adversity, prosperity, so that inshallah when Allah will make for you an outlet, you never leave Allah. You never forget about Allah, as most of the people are doing. They are so close to Allah when her husband was not good, when her husband having this, when her husband is treating her in a bad way. She will do dua to Allah and she will give charity and she will pray day and night. And the minute Allah will change her husband and accept her supplication, today I will have, you know, we will, me and my husband will watch the television up to 3 o'clock. Yesterday, when my husband was not talking to me and neglecting me, I always pray Fajr prayer. But now, all praise to Allah. Me and my husband, you know, we'll have dinner and we'll watch the television until 3 o'clock in the morning. I will not be able to pray Fajr prayer. Oh, Allah, forgive me. You see? This is number one. Then the rest of the prayers, the rest of the supplication, the rest of the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forget it. Now I have my husband in a good shape. Okay, this is how we are living our life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister. Then be sure your husband will again be in a worse situation. Because the controller of everything, he give you the opportunity, okay, to be close to him. And to prove your reality. This is your reality. You only know Allah when you need Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the one to play this game with Him, sisters. Let us be aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who creates us. He is the one who is providing us. He is the one who is giving us the health. He is the one who is taking care of us. He is the one whom He decides our life and our death. And He is the one who will decide for us our eternal life. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, I will stop here because of the time. And inshallah, next week I will continue about the secret word. Because actually, I didn't mention the secret word today, but what we discussed today is very important for your spirit before knowing about the secret word. Try to have this conversation with yourself about what we learned today, inshallah, so that inshallah, when you will learn the secret word next week, inshallah, you will accept it very easily, and let us make the dua. I am Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad.